It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for men's college basketball this evening as the Ravens play host to Avalon. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer-engineer, back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, and Benedictine and Avalon. Gosh, the meetings between these teams go back to the very beginning that I can remember, traveling down to Kansas City, Missouri. Avila, coached by Bill Waris, who today has his name on the floor, who went on to be the Jackson County executive in Kansas City, Missouri. And Coach Waris had tremendous teams in those days. Avila, today, still looking to find themselves. They come into the ballgame here at 0-3. And they have played an interesting schedule. They started off the season with, let me get this right, Pittsburgh State University. They lost that one 82-75. A close game against a good D2 opponent in Pittsburgh. They have gone on to play a Heart of America schedule, like when they used to be in this conference. They played Missouri Valley, lost another close game, 81-71. They played Park, lost a close game, 84-71. And then they played Central Methodist and lost a not-so-close game last Tuesday, 83-59. But that said, tonight they will play number 18, Benedictine, here in Atchison, Kansas. After this, they have the rest of the week off before they begin conference play at Friends next Wednesday. Crowd continues to make its way into the gymnasium. If you're out and about, we would encourage you to come on over here. Big weekend of sports on Care Radio. Tonight, of course, these Ravens, and tomorrow we're going to have Class 1A high school playoff action, as it'll be Jefferson County North at Opie, and then Saturday, Benedictine's football season finale. Right now, though, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the starters and the tip right after this.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, Olay the day.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan, the public address announcer, getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. And with that in mind, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Avila, again, the Eagles come into the ball game at 0-3. Under head coach Bill Sloan, they're going to be starting Trey Heinrich Schweiger. Trey is a 6'1" senior from Spring Hill, Kansas. Also starting, Eric Smith, Jr. Eric is a junior, 6'6", out of Snellville, Georgia, coming from Elizabethtown Community College. He's got an old college teammate in Dante Simpson, also from Elizabethtown, a 6-foot junior, home of Union City, Tennessee. Also starting for Avila tonight, it will be Tremaine Banks. Tremaine is a Kansas City, Missouri native, transferring from Missouri Valley College. He is a 6'4" junior. And rounding out the starters for the Eagles is Tyree King, a 6-foot junior from Blue Springs, Missouri. He is a transfer from Emporia State. For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peer. Benedictine coming to the ball game at 4-1 in their most recent outing last Saturday. They suffered their only loss of the season when they were at the Cattle Classic, and they're playing the host team, Concordia University of Nebraska. For Benedictine, the starters tonight, Jaden Bristol, the 6-foot senior from St. Joseph, Missouri. Out of Omaha, Nebraska, the 6'6" senior, Jaden Timmy. Matt Austin, also from St. Joe, he's a senior at 6 foot tall. St. Louis senior, 6'2", Eric Cruz, and Saxton Boosted from St. Joe Benton High School. Saxton is a 6 foot, we're going to call him 6'2" senior, Saxton Boosted. So there you have it. Starters for the game day. Coming out on the court. And Gus would tell you he loves the colors for Avila because it is purple and Vegas gold. For Benedictine, they are out there in the home whites with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle, it'll be Tremaine Banks for Avila. Check that. Now they're going to switch out and bring Eric Smith in. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Avila. We're underway. The Eagles will be going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. The dish is going to go into the right corner. Banks puts a little move on, goes in for the right block. Shot is up, no good. Rebounding it back down. Benedictine and Jaden Bristol. Ravens' first offensive possession here this evening. Comes out on top. Matt cuts into the lane, and we got an offensive foul. Cruz setting an illegal screen. So the first foul of the ball game is going to stop Benedictine's first scoring opportunity of the game. Half a minute in, each team has had a possession. Neither team putting anything on the board yet. Back up with it will come Avila. Trey Heinrich Schweiger runs this team from the point guard spot. They'll go a little bit of a weave offense over to the left side. Dante Simpson back to the right. It's going to be King. Thinking about the three, doesn't. Bristol gets in his hip pocket. Back over to the right side now. Eric Smith out on top. It's a three. No good. Rebounding it down. Saxton Thuston. And Benedictine back up the floor. Avila, 0-for-2 in their first two possessions. Out on top with it, Eric. He'll start to drive in. Comes back out on top to Matt. Kicks it back to Bristol. Over to the right side. Now to the baseline, Timmy. Shot clock at 14. Plenty of time. Ravens have not had a shot taken yet tonight. Back it in. Cruz out on top. Matt Austin, 3. Boom! Matt Austin puts Benedictine in front, 3-0. 18.5 to go in the first half. Back over to the left side. It's going to be Dante Simpson. Brings it out on top. Schweiger looks inside, finds nothing there. Bristol's inside in a tremendous mismatch. I don't know just how. He is guarding Eric Smith. Smith, a 6'6 junior forward, and Bristol has got him. Back out on top. Here's a three. Up and in. Game is tied on a three by Tyree King. 18 minutes to go. We're in the first half. Bristol goes at the right time. Benedictson back on offensive feet to the right block. Back out on top. Over to the left side. Saxon cuts into the lane. Little forearm. No offensive foul call. Back out on top of the map. Ravens work the perimeter. 17:50 to go in the first half. The feet to the block. Houston in traffic. Up off the window. No. Way upstairs for the rebound is Smith. And here comes Avila. Down the floor is Dante Simpson. He will go into the lane, beats his defender, now dishes it back, is on the floor, picked up Bristol. Here comes Benedictson. Jaden will take it down the left side, throw it up on top to Cruz, three short. Rebound tipped out, saved by Tyree King. And Avila will run the other way. A lot of up and down, quite a few shots, not many points. It's a 3-3 ball game with 17-17 to go in the opening half. Avila with it up on top, Eric Smith. Now driving on the left side, an uncontested layup is up and good. And Tyree King has all five of his team's points and has given Avila their first lead of the evening. 3 minutes into the game, and it's 5-3 Eagles. The feed underneath, Timmy slips down to the floor, picks the ball up, and they're going to say, touches the baseline. Ravens are going to turn it back over. Checking into the lineup for Avila is going to come Dylan DeShazer, a 6'6 sophomore from Lewisburg, Kansas. 16:45 and rolling along in the opening half, 5-3. Eagles leading the Ravens here in the early going. Out on top of it is going to be DeShazer. Gets it to Tyree King. Dumps it over to the right side. Now the drive to the baseline. The easy layup is going to be up and good. First points for Tremaine Banks. Ravens finding themselves trailing now 7-3. 16:19 to go in the half. Here's Bristol. Has it knocked out of his hand. Goes back to pick it up. It's loose on the floor, and it's going to get out of bounds. And it'll be Benedictine basketball. Quick hands by Tremaine Banks. Slapped it away from Bristol. But in an effort to secure the loose basketball, he slides into the scorer's table and goes out of bounds. Long look, and Ravens are going to bring it in. Benedictson still with the starting five out there. Bristol, Timmy Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. We're 4 minutes into the game. Matt Austin will go to the left side, drive into the lane, go between a couple of defenders, puts a shot up that misses, rebound, gets his own. Turning, looking for help. Little look away pass. Back over to the left side. Saxon in the corner. Cruz hits three. Off the rim. No. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul by Jaden Timmy. No foul. They're just going to say it's going to be out of bounds off Timmy. I thought there was a lot of contact, but apparently not that much. Here comes Avila. 15:45 to go in the half. Eagles with the basketball, leading it by four. Push pass comes out on top. It'll be Banks with it up high, over to the right side to DeShazer. Back out on top, Banks, the three is up and missing. Rebound saved in by Bristol. And here comes the Ravens. Back to the left side, Timmy for three. Gets it! Jaden Timmy gets his first points of the game. And the Ravens now trail 7-6 on a couple of three-point shots. 15:15 to go in what's been a relatively low-scoring start to the ball game. A fadeaway 14-footer is going to be up and in. Tyree King is the scorer on this team. He has 7 of their 9. 9, Avila. Back out on top, Matt Austin. He will go into the lane, dish it into the corner. Comes back out on top to Timmy. Kicks it to Bristol. Back to the right block it goes. Out on top, Timmy. Left side, Matt alone. Austin, 3 is too strong. And a rebound to DeShazer for Avila. And then they're going to say it was slapped out of bounds by Cruz. Back it will come to the Eagles. Avila rotating another new player into the game. And checking in for the first time tonight is going to be Josh Kilpatrick, a 6'5 freshman from Green Valley. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three, no good. Rebound to go down is Timmy. Here comes Bristol. Benedictine back up the floor, trying to get by three. It's 14 and a half to go in the opening half. Bristol with it on the right side. Dribbles between the feet, accelerates down the left side of the lane, dumps it off down low. Saxton up and in. Bristol the assist. Houston getting his first points of the ball game, and the Ravens are back again to within one. Trailing at 9-8. A little over 14 minutes to go in the opening half. A long way to go in this one. Nice crowd on hand for a unusual day, and also unusual that it is a guys-only game here. The shot is up, missing. Rebound Ravens. Bristol up the court. He's one on four, and very wisely slows it up and lets his team join him in the forecourt. The feet into the middle is going to be thrown away by Austin. Back up with the Wacom Avila. To Shazer into the forecourt, goes into the lane, changes hands, puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound. Houston had it, lost it, saves it out into some traffic, and Avila will recover. The shot blocked from behind by Houston. Ravens coming up with the basketball. Bristol, coast to coast, up and in, and BC's back in front. Shaden Bristol, his first 2 points. And it's 10-9, 13-15 to go with a half. Back out top side with it. Avila works into the middle against that BC player defense. The pass to the top of the key, Dante Simpson. Backs away, working in front of Cruz. Now starts into the lane, dumps it over into the right corner to Kilpatrick. Avila brings it back out on top. Inside 13, the shot clock at one. The long three is no good. Rebound Bristol. A desperation three is great defense by BC. Forces Avila to finally take a bad shot, and now a skip pass into the middle is going to be kicked. Back in for Avila. Eric Smith also coming in. It's going to be Jalen Dinkins and Adam Barbieri. Adam Barbieri is a 6-foot freshman from Germantown, Tennessee. And Jalen Dinkins is a 6'1 junior from Blue Springs, Missouri. Ravens with the basketball. Nice here has come in. Drives and shoots. Doesn't get it. Tyson Caffey, who's also just checked in, looking for the rebound. Cannot come down with it. Benedictine back on defense. Here's a drive over to the left side. The shot is up and in. And great speed shown there by Eric Smith as he got inside Tyson Caffey. And the Ravens again trail by one. It is the 11-10 Avila with 12:20 to go in the first half. The ball down to the baseline, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jaden Bristol. No, Jaden Bristol got fouled. Let me fix that. Jalen Dinkins for Avila will have his first foul. Each team has only been whistled for one foul, and we're about 8 minutes into the game. Remarkable. Timmy, left side, nice here, three! Nice here, Scott Benedictine. 5 foot 11 inch senior from Topeka, Kansas. We're at 12 minutes to go. It is 13-11. Ravens with a 2-point lead. And as the pass goes into the middle, we have it. You hear them groan from the crowd as that is a foul called on Jaden Bristol. It'll be his first and BC's second. Into the lineup now for Avila is going to come Jared Larson. Larson is a 6'3 sophomore from Independence, Missouri. He is a transfer from Park University. So Avila has used 10 players so far in this game. And we're barely 8 minutes in. The inbound pass kicked out of bounds by Bristol. Going to come back in once more to Avila. They're at their offensive baseline. Ravens leading at 13-11. The long pass is going to come in. The dish over to the right corner, into the hands of Eric Smith. Dinkins has it. He'll go down the left side of the lane. Big sweeping shot is up, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out, pulled down Timmy. BC quickly up. Bristol out on top. Timmy back to Bristol, passes up the three. Ravens have gone to the bench now and have brought Braden Belt into the game. And here's a shot up, won't go. Rebound to go back down, Avila. 11:25 to go in the opening half. 13-11, Benedictine in front. Men's college basketball game coming to you from Atchison, Kansas, and happy to have you with us here on Care Radio. Skip pass comes to the right side, twisting. First to the right, then to the left, and going up and in. Eric Smith has four. And we are deadlocked at 13. Again, you heard me talk about those scores from earlier games in the season. Even though Avila comes into the game tonight at 0-3, they have played some very close games with some very good teams. We're going to get a foul called on Avila. It'll be on Adam Barbieri. His first, team foul two. So each team has only two fouls so far. Here's Nicer with it. Ravens on offense. Gets it out on top to Belt. Braden around to the left side. Drives into the lane. Loses the handle of the dribble. Has it knocked out of his hands. Has to go to the floor to pick it up. Beats underneath. Ties to Kathy. Reverse layup. Not even close to the good phase foul. Good break for Tyson as the foul is going to be called on Eric Smith. And that will put Tyson Cathy at the free throw line for Benedictine for a couple of shots. These two teams not shooting very well early in this game, as you probably have derived. The first free throw here for Tyson Cathy, though, is up and good. And that is his first point this evening. Second shot. He'll get them both. Benedictine back up by a pair at 15-13. 10:40 to go, opening half. Avila top side, Tremaine Banks. Baseline left, Eric Smith. Back to Banks, goes in, has it knocked out of his hands, is able to pick it back up, puts the shot away, it's no good. Belt with the rebound, and the defense is all over Belt, who turns it over. Here's a drive to the right side. Is it a charge or a block? And we're going to get a blocking foul on Bristol, and he's going to immediately come out of the game. Jaden Bristol will be saddled with his second foul of the game. Jaden will come out with a couple of points to his credit. He's one of two, three rebounds and two assists, but now two fouls in the game. And at the line, it is going to be Adam Barbieri. This was taking a moment to towel down the floor just a little bit, directly beneath the north goal, the goal at which Avila is going to be shooting here. And at the line, the 6-foot freshman from Tennessee. He went to, how about this, St. Benedict High School. Free throw. Got it. One more shot coming up for Barbieri. As you hear the horn in the background, the official substitution taking Jaden Bristol out of the game and bringing Matt Austin back in. Second shot. Got them both. Tied again, now at 15. Ravens having a little trouble getting it in play. It's going to be slapped out of bounds now. BC's going to make an adjustment on the inbound play. Matt Austin will do the inbound work. Again, he's out there with Timmy and Scott, Belt, and Kathy. Ravens battling some full court pressure, and it's causing him a little grief here early on. Now Tyson Kathy brings it up the floor a little bit, gets it to midcourt. And Matt Austin will take care of the ball now from there. Gets it over to Nicer. Right side, Timmy. The feet in the middle of Tyson. On the floor, once, twice. Gets trapped underneath and then travels with a basketball. And what is the rule? Five should never dribble the basketball. We're halfway through the opening half. 10 minutes precisely to play in the first. 15-15, Benedictine and Avila. Back over to the left side, but it will go Avila. Tremaine Banks. Thinking about the long three was Barbieri. Now he'll dish it off. Baseline left. 3-point shot. Airborne. No offensive rebound. Followed up and put home by Jared Larson. And Avila is back in front. 17-15. 9:35 to go before intermission. Game moving along at a relatively rapid pace. Again, very few fouls. Got tons of scoring. Tyson Cathy in the middle. Will hook with the left hand and score. So Tyson Cathy, how about this? Tyson leads Benedictine in scoring with 4 points. Two free throws and now that bucket. It's 17-17 and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Down with it is Matt. Austin all the way. And as he goes to the rim, he's going to be fouled by Jalen Dinkins. And Dinkins will have his second foul of the game, and we are going to get our under 10 media timeout. We're taking a break at Atchison. 9:03 to go in the opening half of this men's college basketball game. Benedictine, Avila, all tied at 17.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Great to have you along this evening here on Care Radio. Men's college basketball. The ladies will be up here tomorrow night. The Benedictine women are at home. On Care Radio, though, we're going to be at high school postseason football. Sectional game coming to you into Class 1A is Jefferson County North will be at Opie. That'll be the Eagles and the Chargers. 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Pregame a little ahead of that. We've got a nice conversation with Charger head coach Jeff Schneider. We'll be sharing that with you and getting some insights into the game and reflections on the season to this point. And then, of course, the game then Saturday afternoon, it will be Benedictine football at the Wilcox Stadium. First free throw is up and good, Matt Austin. Ravens at home with Mid-America. Pregame 12:30 and 1 o'clock kickoff Saturday. Benedictine and the Pioneers from here in Atchison. Second free throw for Matt. He'll get them both. Matt Austin at 5 points. And Benedictine is back in front at 19-17. And we drop inside 9 minutes to go, first half. BC continues to play that tight player defense. They extend it all the way above the three-point circle. Now the dump is going to go into the corner. Driving it out on top, a little two-handed push pass. Spinning around to the left side. Shot clock at six. Shot rejected by Timmy. It'll be saved in the corner. And a wild shot thrown skyward missing. And there's going to be the shot clock violation. That is the second time Benedictine has forced Avila into a terrible shot. And this time, the terrible shot doesn't even draw iron. And BC is going to be putting it in play from the backcourt. 8.5 to go with a half. Ravens with the ball, leading it by a pair at 19-17. Nice, here's Scott with it. Goes left side. Belt drives baseline. Holds up. Jump shot. Got it. Braden Belt's first bucket. 21-17. This is the largest lead for Benedictine this evening with 8:11 to go in the half. And now the Ravens coming up with a steal. Tyson Cathy gets the loose basketball. Here come the Ravens. Timmy. Underneath. Cathy. Back on the top. Belt. Look away. Nice here. Three. Coming up just short. Rebound, Eric Smith. Eagles bringing it back up the court. Sixth season head coach Bill Sloan. We're going to sideline in front of the Avila bench to our right. Eagles with it up top side. Barbieri into the lane. 13-footer in and out and in. Barbieri with 4 points. 21-19. BC with 7.5 left. First half. Austin has it top side, drives down the left side of the lane, stops, kicks it over to Timmy, back out of top, it'll come to Belt. He runs into a defender, and the collision is going to result in a foul on Tyree King. Tyree King's first foul, and for Benedictine, a trio of substitutions as three starters come into the game. And a little confusion about who is going in for whom here. So let's hit the Benedictine 5 for you once again. Back into the game, Jaden Bristol, Saxton Thuston, and Eric Cruz. They'll be out there with Matt Austin and Braden Belt. This is a smaller, but let us call this a very offensive-minded group out of the court for the Ravens right now. Matt, into the lane. Shot is up. Won't go. He's knocked to the floor, but no foul called. Here comes Dante Simpson. Over to the right side to Tyree King. Into the corner. Smith, shot. Air ball. Rebounded off the floor, Bristol. BC up the floor. Here's Belt into the lane, falling away. Shoots, can't get it to fall, but drew the foul. He knew he had been fouled, and so nothing lost by taking that shot and hoping for the best and a chance at three. Doesn't get the bucket to fall. It's got to be the second foul of the game for Tyree King. And Braden Belt at the line. His first free throw is good. Benedictine has been outstanding at the free throw line. And for that matter, both teams have. Let me put it to you like this. With inside 7 to go in the half, team has missed a free throw yet tonight. Probably shouldn't have said that before Belt's second shot. Oh, but he'll get it. So Brayden Belt with 4 points. 23-19. Benedictine, 6:50 to go in the half. The crowd continues to filter in, and the gym has got a really nice group in here tonight. Little Thursday night basketball. Hope you enjoyed Sports Look just before this. Here's a three for Avila that misses, and a Bristol rebound. He will push it up the floor. Goes left side, Cruz, into the corner, Saxton. BC moving briskly to three. Austin, And a rebound back down. Smith for Avila. And the big man comes up the floor with the basketball himself. Brings it into the floor, Greg. Avila with the basketball. Goes for the baseline three. Nope. Rebound, Thuston. Ravens by 4 as we're at 6 minutes to go, opening half. Russell comes right. Back left. Belt will take it in the corner. He will go into the lane, lose the handle on the ball, and a break for him. A foul is called against Avila. The whistle is on Adam Barbieri. That will be his second foul. Belt, who's just at the line a moment ago, first one here, not going to happen. Feel better that it didn't happen after I said that a minute ago. 23-19, Ravens in front. 5:57 to go, first half. Belt second free throw, perfect. And BC pushes its lead now to 24-19. And as they are up 5, it is now their largest lead tonight. Out over the ball out on top. Back into the game is their starting point guard, Trey Heinrich Schweiger. Schweiger with it, stops at the free throw line, dishes it back behind him. Simpson feeds over to the left side of the lane. Smith goes in, right hand sky hook, gets it. Eric Smith, again, a very big guy out there, big bodied, 6'6" junior from Georgia. 24-21, Benedictine. Around the left side is Matt. Left side, Saxton. He wanted the three, then didn't take it. Kicks it back to the top. And again to Thuston. No room. Skips it out. Shot clock at 7. Thuston goes into the lane. Nearly has a strip. Puts a shot up. It's off the window, but no good. Rebound tipped out on top. It'll be saved by Schweiger. He'll dish it right side. Back to the left side. Schweiger, the driving layup, his first point. And the Benedictine lead is back to 1. 24-23 Ravens. 4:44 to go in the half. BC, a little falling away shot for Matt is good for 2. Matt Austin with 7 points. Ravens back up 3, 4.5 left. Right side, runner, high off the glass. It's in, counted plus 1 for Trey Heinrich Schweiger. Gets the bucket, gets the plus 1. And Benedictine will have its 4th team foul. This whistle is going to be on Brayden Belt. 2 fouls on Bristol. 1 on Cruz and now 1 on Brayden Belt. Chance at a 3-point play and a tie. It's in. 26-26. With 4:20 to go in the first half. It's our 5th tie of the game between these teams. Here's Bristol into the lane. Dumps it over. Back on top. Plenty of time. Matt Austin back over to Bristol. Into the lane. Little behind-the-back pass. Trying to get it to Joel Adinze, who came in on that last dead ball, but couldn't get it through the defensive gauntlet. Here's a 3 from the left side. Schweiger, no. Long rebound pulled down by Gensler, who's in for Avila. He's got it beneath the hoop. No room there. Back to the right side. Baseline 3, nope. It was Jared Larson. Offensive rebound, no. This time it'll be pulled down by Eric Cruz. Abel certainly had their chances at the bucket. And here comes Benedictin in a game that's tied with 3.5 to go first half. Matt Austin back to the right. Cruz launches that one wide, wide to the left side. And Avila walking it back up to the court. I'm not sure Avila likes the speed with which Benedictin moves the ball up the floor. And now they're going to spread the offense out a little bit. They're opening up the floor. 3 minutes to go in the half. Little hook pass out on top. Back to Schweiger. He'll go into the lane. Change hands. Shot up. No, but the offensive rebound pushed up and in by Dante Simpson. His first point put Avila back in front. 28-26. Ravens trail by two. 2:45 to go in the half. Here's Bristol. Cruz, a three. Lights it up, Barry Cruz. That is the first point tonight for Eric Cruz. BC back in front, 29-28. Inside 2.5 left in the first half. And again, Avila has decided to change their tactic by slowing down a little bit more. Dish left. Back out on top. Schweiger, three. Got it! Schweiger for three. And it's 30-29. Make it a two. They're going to give him a two. So let me fix that in my scorebook. Here's a three. It's up again, Matt Austin. That was clearly a three. So now the Ravens lead 32-30. And we're a minute 50 away from intermission. Avila into the lane, a near travel, nothing called, a three for the right side. The big man lights it up from the corner. Eric Smith Jr., 9 points already in the game. And again, the Ravens trail by one. 33-32. Into the lane, Matt Austin, the driving layup. Matt has exploded. A dozen points already tonight for Matt Austin. 34-33, Benedictin. Avila comes topside, Schweiger. He started the game and then went to the bench for a really long time. And another three from deep on the right side. And the Ravens are going to have to do something about getting a hand in front of Eric Smith. Not only is he the big guy at 6'6", but he's got a back-to-back threes from the corner and a dozen points. In the last minute of the half now, out on top, Cruz for three, gets another one. Eric Cruz, a couple of threes. 37-36 BC. And now the official has stopped play. And I'm not sure just what's kicking here. They come over to the scorer's table and looking at the clock, the shot clock did not start running. We're 30.2 away from halftime. We should probably have about 5 seconds off. That should be around 24 or 5 probably on the shot clock when they get this established. 34. Okay. So that's where we're at. It was 4 seconds or so off. So 34 seconds ago in the half. Benedictin out on the court with Houston, Adise, Bristol, Austin, and Cruz. Avila can run this thing down to moments if they would like to. The drive over from the left side of the lane. The pass comes out on top. Gets away, but it's going to be rescued. Larson, 17 on the shot clock. 20 to go in the half. Simpson has it. They're going to just burn this clock down a little bit. Now we're in single digits. The look into the middle, the shot blocked from behind Saxon Thuston. Tremendous leaping ability. Driving down right side, Austin. Three, no, rebound. Thuston with the putback at the buzzer. What a sequence for Saxon Thuston. And we have come to intermission. Then go to the locker room and we'll be back to summarize for you. At the break, it's Benedictin 39, Avila 36.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7.
Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan. It's halftime of this men's college basketball game of the Benedictine Ravens. Lead the visitors from Avila 39-36. Scoring in the first half looking like this for Avila. Eric Smith Jr. hit a couple of threes from deep in the corner late in the half and has a dozen to lead his team. Following him then, both Trey Heinrich Schweiger and Tyree King have seven. It was a four-point half for Adam Barbieri and two each. Dante Simpson, Jared Larson, and Tremaine Banks. For Benedictine, their leading scorer also with a dozen points. That is Matt Austin. Six for Eric Cruz on a pair of threes late in the half. Braden Belt has five. Both Saxton Thuston and Tyson Cathy have four. It was a three-point half for Nysir Scott and Jaden Timmy. Jaden Bristol with 2 points in the ballgame. But look at the first half and how it has kind of come together. Benedictine, they have turned out to have shot the ball reasonably well. Half, 13 of 26. Avila, 15 of 34. Avila getting away. Many more shots than Benedictine in the first half. 3 point shots. Ravens are 6 of 14. Avila is only 3 of 13. That's 23%. BC hitting almost 43. Free throws have been great. Avila perfect 3 of 3. Ravens 7 of 8. BC, though, here are the numbers the coach is going to not be happy with. Turnovers. 7 Raven turnovers. Avila with only 5. And Avila getting on the up those 7 turnovers. Avila did not really capitalize. Only 6 points off those 7 turnovers. Total rebounds, completely even at 16 apiece. Ravens 2 offensive, 14 defensive rebounds. Benedictine and Avila also each with 7 assists. Ravens, tremendous block. 5 blocked shots in the first half for Benedictine. Ravens also come up with 3 steals. Avila has 4. Avila committed 7 first half fouls to the Ravens, 4. And BC outscored in the paint 22-14 in the first half. They're running a little fun exercise out of the court for the students who are on hand here this evening. And again, not only students, but a lot of people from the community taking an opportunity to hop up here and watch Benedictine basketball here this evening. With that said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We've got what promises to be an exciting second half coming your way. This game was tied 5 times in the course of the first half. Saw many lead changes back and forth. Should be an exciting finish. We'll be back to bring it to you. But right now, with the halftime score in Atchison, Benedictine 39, Avila 36. It's back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio, and what a halftime he's got for you.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College men's football as they take on Avila. We'll return to the game in just a couple of minutes. Coming up on the Care Sports schedule, tomorrow night we've got JCN football as they travel to Opie, Kansas. I'll have a little bit more as a preview of the game in just a few minutes. Then, on Saturday, we've got the final Benedictine men's football game of the season as BC will play host to Mid-America. Tune in about 12:30 or so to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. The kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a little bit about the Opie JCN game.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Number 1 Opie awaits JCN in the sectional round Friday night. The Jefferson County North Chargers will have the toughest possible test of all in Class 1A as they travel to top-ranked and undefeated Opie on Friday night for the sectional round playoff game. That game will be aired right here at Hot Country 93.7 at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Jefferson County North, who is 7-2, defeated Troy last week 48-8 to advance in the sectional round. It was the second time this season that JCN knocked off Troy, as they also beat the Trojans in the regular season 22-12. Caleb Worthington is the reigning athlete of the week on the MSC Radio Network stations, MSC homepage, MSCSports.net. And the Chargers have won 4 straight games, outscoring their opponents in those games 108-38. JCN lost their season opener against Pleasant Ridge and lost their only other game in Week 5 against Centralia. In Opie, Opie's defense has given up 12 points all season, and that was in a 70-12 win against Linden in week number 3. 8 of their 9 games have been shutouts and totals, and they have outscored their opponents this season 495-12, while the offensive averages 55 points per game. Jefferson County North and Opie will be matching up tomorrow night right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 41 tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 25 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the mid 40s to the upper 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 45 degrees with fair conditions in downtown Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 39 out there. We've got a wind out of the southwest at about 11 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 47%, the dew point 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.88 inches of mercury. Taking a look around the area, in Troy, it's 44 degrees. Valley Falls is checking in at 43 degrees, with Effingham at 43 degrees as well. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a few moments.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we are about ready to get underway with the second half of tonight's men's college basketball game. At intermission, the Ravens lead 39-36. Many thanks to our man Joseph, producer, engineer, news guy, does kind of whatever needs done. If your roof needs shingles, he can probably patch that up for you, whatever. Tuck pointing, Joseph is the guy. Thank you very much, Joseph. Both teams are out on the court right now, doing a little warm-up work and getting set to go to the second half. Again, CARE Radio, tomorrow night it'll be Class 1A state football playoff action as, thank you, as Jefferson County North, Jefferson County North will be at Opie So it'll be the Chargers and the Eagles on Camp Radio tomorrow night with a pregame a little before 7. We'll have a chat with Coach Snyder, and then the kickoff at 7 o'clock. From OP Kansas, Saturday afternoon, the Benedictine Raven football team will conclude the 2021 season as they'll be at home with Mid-America. Carry your pregame at about 12:30. Hey, Wilcox Stadium kickoff at 1 o'clock, Pioneers Ravens football Saturday. So lots of fun stuff going on. These two teams huddled up around their respective coaches. Again, for Avila, 6th season head coach Bill Sloan. For Benedictine, 11th season head coach Ryan Moody. Avila in the traveling colors, purple with Vegas gold, and the Ravens in the home whites. Looking out on the court, Avila will send its crew out there, and it will not be the original starting five. It'll be Eric Smith Jr. and Josh Kilpatrick out there. It's also going to have Dante Simpson and Tyree King with Trey Heinrich Schweiger. So Tremaine Banks is not going to be starting the second half. For Benedictine, it'll be their original starting five. Jaden Bristol and Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Saxton Thuston. Ravens have the ball in to begin the second half, and we're underway. Benedictine now going from right to left here in the second half. BC topside over to the left. Cruz, 3! Eric Cruz starts the scoring 20 seconds into the second half. Cruz will have his third 3 tonight, and those account for his 9 points. It is 42-36 BC. This is their largest lead. Here's a 3 on the other end. No, but we have a foul. Foul is going to be on Saxton Thuston. It will be his first foul of the game, first foul of the second half by either team, and it is not a shooting violation. It was going to have Avila put the ball in play at their offensive baseline. Half a minute into the second half, Avila brings it in deep into the left corner, works it out toward the top. Tyree King dumps it now over to the right side. Kilpatrick back up, it comes Dante Simpson, loses it, able to get it retrieved. Feed goes to the baseline right. Smith works against Cruz. Goes in. Eric Cruz with the block. And here comes Benedictine. Down the left side. Saxton up. Got it. Saxton Thuston. An assist to Jaden Bristol. Thuston with a half a dozen. Benedictine now has forged a 44-36 lead. 18:50 to go. Ravens up 8. Avila still looking for its first point of the second half. Dante Simpson. Timmy has him in the Raven player defense. Now into the lane. The turnaround shot. Too soft. Rebound. Pulled down by Cruz. Here comes Bristol. Benedictine quickly back up the floor. Bristol out on top. Cruz over to the right side of Matt. Austin driving with the left hand. Pushing off with the right. Puts the shot up off the window. And there's the offensive foul call. The foul is going to be on Matt Austin. It is his first foul tonight. It is the second foul of the second half by BC. 44-36 Ravens. BC had a chance for a double-digit lead on that possession. Coach Moody still appealing to the official as they come back up the floor. Swing pass comes over to the right side. Timmy does a great job defending and not allowing Schneider access. Now the feet into the lane, no room, back over to the right, the baseline three, off the mark, and a rebound slapped out by Timmy, pulled down by Austin. Ravens on the run. Austin bringing it down the center of the court. We'll go to the left side. Finger roll up, no foul, and it'll be Matt Austin at the charity stripe. Dante Simpson's first foul this evening for Avila. And for the Eagle Ranch, it will be foul number one of the second half. Here's Matt at the line. Austin with a dozen points, and now 3 of 3 at the free throw line as he will hit the first of two. Benedictine leading by 9. Second one, Ravens with a double-digit lead. 46-36, and still Avila has not scored in the second half. Here comes Trey Heinrich Schweiger. Schweiger will push it out on top. Abbott not moving very well, just kind of standing around, looking into the middle. They seem a little stymied by the Raven defense. It has been very good. Pass comes off on top. Shot clock at 7. Now it's 6. All the way to the center circle with 4. Back over to the left side with 3. Driving into the lane with 2. Running shot at the buzzers off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Bristol. Here's BC. Bristol coming down. Scans the floor. Goes left side. Timmy. Into the corner. Houston. Into the lane. Back on top. Bristol. Right side. Pass cross court is going to be batted free and stolen away by Schweiger. Here comes Avila. They'll weave down the right side. A little behind the back. Dribble down the pass. Into the lane. Batted free, but saved by the Eagles. Inside 17 to go in the game. Back down the right. A little bump. No foul. Shot is up. No good. An offensive rebound. Pulled back down. Here's a 3, and it's good again. I'll tell you what. Eric Smith Jr., the big man for Avila, is single-handedly kept this team in the game. It is 46-39 Ravens. 16:40 to go. BC pushes it out. Matt, that's a long 3, and it's good. Matt Austin, even with the extended 3-point line, that was a step and a half above that. 49-39, Ravens again by 10. 16-16 to go. Smith dumps it over the left side. Here's the 3, dead away from the top. Swoosh to Tyree King. King with 10 points, his second 3 tonight. 49-42 BCs. We're now inside 16 minutes to play. Bristol kicks it over to the left. Saxton back out on top to Jaden. Saxton left side. Cruz on the left block. That's close for him. Oh, and a backdoor uncontested layup. Give the bucket to Timmy and a beautiful assist, Eric Cruz. 51-42 Ravens. 15:40 left. And again, this game has moved very briskly. The pass on top, the left-handed 3, rattles in. That bucket is good by Josh Kilpatrick, his first points of the game. Kilpatrick, that 6'5 freshman from Green Valley. 51-45, Benedictine. Their lead cutting out a half a dozen. Baseline 3, Cruz, and a rebound, a big grab, no foul called. And here comes Avila to the other end, and the lamp is up and good there. Ravens need a timeout. Tyree King has a dozen. 51-47. Suddenly, BC's 10-point lead trimmed to 4. 14-50. And Benedict with a couple of players coming to the scorer's table. Timmy has it on the right side. Pivoting with the left foot. Backs into the lane. Kicks it out on top. Over to the left to Matt. Austin feeds to Timmy. Back to Matt on the left side. He accelerates to the baseline. Puts a shot up, draws a foul, and will come to the line. Foul is going to be on Schweiger. As the game has progressed, the officials are letting them play with a little more contact, letting a little bit more go. We'll see how that works itself out. Free throw, Austin is in. So Matt Austin knocks down the free throw. And he is perfect at the free throw line now. 5 of 5. 18 and now 19 points, Matt Austin. 53-47, Benedictine. So long way to go in this one. 14 and a half minutes of play in this men's college basketball game, NAIA. Outstanding college ball. Here's a turnaround from 12. It is short. Tyson Cathy way upstairs to sweep that one down. Tyson at 6'6" out of Liberty, Missouri. And now the pass into the lane is going to be lost by the Ravens. Back it will come to Avila. 14-14 to go in the ball game. Ravens lead it by half a dozen. Avila into the forecourt. They'd like to hit another 3 and cut this lead in half. Dish over to the right side. That's Dinkins, and he goes up. No. Mitchell said there is a foul prior to the shot. It is going to be whistled on Tyson Cathy, and his will be his first tonight. For BC, it is 3 second-half team fouls now. Avila has committed 2. Eagles bring it back in the lane, changing directions, a shot up and short. Matt Austin with the defense on the shot and with the rebound coming down, and now Tyson Caffey has a pass getting away as he tried to hit Nicer over in the corner, but her little two-handed pass was too hard, too fast, and a little too far offline. And now we've got Coach Sloan on his feet. We've stopped the game. And I'm not sure just exactly what that's all about. Suddenly everybody's out on the court just kind of standing around. They look as confused as I am right now with why the game has stopped. 13:48 left. 53-47. Benedictine. Ravens have not trailed in this game since there was a minute and a half to play in the half. Top of the key, Avila with the ball, over to the right side. Jalen Dinkins to Schweiger. Here's a three. Another one for the big man. How about Eric Smith Jr.? He has hit 4 3-point shots. He's got 18 in the game. And up court comes Benedictine. The dish over to the right side. The baseline three is going to be up and good for Eric Cruz. Eric's fourth three. And we've got Avila player a little shaken up out here. And he's disappeared from sight. Here comes Avila up the floor. The training staff for Avila will be, I'm sure, taking good care of him. Back up with the Wacom Eagles. Adam Barbieri has returned to the floor. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be rejected by Bristol. Up court, Nicer between two defenders. The layup is good. Nicer's got 58-50 Benedictine with 12:45 to go. Back over to the left side. Here's an Avila three. That was a sweet shot. Knocked down by Jalen Dinkins, his first points of the game. Avila has 14 points in the second half. 12 of them are three-point shots. Now we'll have a foul by Schweiger. He tried to catch up to Jaden Bristol. That's hard to do. He'll pick up his second foul. 12 and a half to go with the ball game. BC will bring it in play. 18 on the shot clock. The bounce pass in the middle by Tyson Caffey is going to be lost. And now they're going to call an Avila foul on Dinkins. His third foul tonight. Stick around after the ball game. We look forward to having a conversation as we do post games with Ryan Moody, Ravens head coach. Avila is going to bring Jared Larson back in. Larson, a 6'3 sophomore from Independence, Missouri, transferring in from Park University. Nicer will take the inbound. Ravens on offense. 12:20 to go. They lead by five. They've led by as many as 10 a couple of times. Here's Bristol up and in and good. Jaden Bristol, only 4 points in the game now for Jaden. 60-53 Benedictine. And we're now inside 12 minutes to play. Schweiger has the ball, working against Timmy. Tries to drive in, fades away, falling away from 16. Knocks it down. Schweiger with nine. 60-55. Avila hanging tight with 11:45 to go. BC into the forecourt. Bristol comes topside to Timmy. Back over to the right to Nicer. He'll try to drive in, goes all the way to the baseline, brings it back on top to Bristol. Timmy starts into the lane, gets double teamed, kicks it back. Nicer. It's knocked out of his hands from behind. Picked up by Avila. Here comes Schweiger. Down the left side. Now Nicer knocks it away. And the Ravens volley this thing around to keep it alive. Down the right side. Nicer up and in and a charge called. My goodness. The positioning of the defender was completely beneath the cylinder. Not just inside the arc. He was directly beneath the net. Inside the no contact ring. There's no way you could call an offensive foul on that position. 11:22. Coach Moody is miffed, and he should be. That was a call that would be made maybe in a high school game where there is no arc. But that call had no business there. 60-55, here comes Avila. Ravens leading it by five with 11-11 to go. Back out on top of this is going to be Schweiger. Over to the left side, pulls up on the wing. Now the pass into the corner, nearly knocked away, and still on the sideline. Dylan DeShazer saves it. DeShazer comes back out on top. Barbieri into the lane. Big contact. Is that a charge? Yes, you've got to do that. And that time, Tyson Cathy is standing beneath the rim, and he will draw the charge. The official took a long time, and you know he was thinking, he said, wait a minute, if I call that same play at the other end, I have no option but to call it over here. And he did. 10:56 left. It remains a 60-55 Benedictine lead. Happening right in front of Avila head coach Bill Sloan. He kind of nods. He says, I get that. Here's a 17-footer. Good for two by Jaden Bristow. His sixth point of the evening. 62-55 Ravens. 10.5 left. Avila over to the left side. Dumps it over to Schweiger. Way out near the 28-foot mark. Long cross-court pass to Smith. And it was so long that as he fielded that cross-court toss, he has a little bucket step on the sideline. BC will have it back in. Back onto the game, onto the floor for Benedictine will come at Matt Austin. So you've got Matt Austin out there. And let's just set the five. Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Tyson Cathy, and Ahmad Lewis. Those are the Raven five with 10:15 to go. In the middle, it goes to Tyson Cathy, and we got a stoppage of play as we have a foul called. The foul is going to be on Avila DeShazer, maybe? Yes, Dylan DeShazer. And Benedictine's going to turn it over on the inbound play. Larson up with a free basketball, and Avila back into the forecourt. They trail only by seven. Out on top, the big man, another three. That one is well off the mark, and BC will come up the floor. Tyson Cathy had broken down the court and was totally undefended in the forecourt. No one saw him. Bristol out between the circles. Right side it goes Timmy. Back to Bristol, back to Timmy. Now they'll feed underneath Tyson, triple team. The dish over left, into the corner. Driving into the lane, the bunny hop, a shot up off the rim, good. Ahmad Lewis for two. 64-55, and suddenly the Ravens have pushed it back to nine. With 9:35 to go, and we're going to get timeout. Avila taking a break, Joseph. 9:33 to go in the game. Ravens 64, Avila 55.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Looking across the stands here in the Ralph Miller Gymnasium, I continue to be absolutely thrilled with the outstanding crowd on hand here this evening to watch Benedictine basketball. Ravens leading at 64-55 with 9:33 to go in the game, and Benedictine's shooting percentage continues to increase. They're now at over 61% from the floor on 22-36 shooting. They're 50% three-point shooters tonight at 9-18 and 11-12 at the free throw line. Out on the court for Benedictine right now, Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Ahmad Lewis, and Tyson Cathy. Matt Austin, 19 points so far. Here's a feed out on top. Scott, and as he goes to the left side, he had totally tricked his teammate, Dylan DeShazer. DeShazer was setting up for a rebound, and now with that ball going out of bounds, we are going to have our under 10 media timeout. Joseph again, if you'd be so kind. 9:20 to go in the game. Ravens 64, Eagles 55.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
.920 to play. 64-55. Benedictine leading at home over Avila. Visitors out of Kansas City, Missouri. These two teams were longtime opponents, and then they were both members as Avila had joined the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and then Avila decided to abandon that conference and move over to the KCAC, which they now call home. Ravens put the ball in play. We're going to have to set this BC 5 for you. Nice here, Scott, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Ahmad Lewis, and Tyson Cathy. Here's Matt up the backboard. Won't drop. Rebounding back down is Avila and Dylan DeShazer. Comes out on top. Private is on the right side of the lane is Simpson. And the pass to the baseline gets away, but Simpson's able to recover. Cross court, slapped away, and knocked out of bounds by Nicer. Shot clock at 17 as we're inside 9 minutes to play. You realize this game is going to take about an hour 15 tonight. Certainly under an hour and a half. Here's a three from the left side. Nope. Rebound pulled down by Ahmad, and there's a defender over his back. And that will be foul number two on Dante Simpson. So Simpson, foul number two. Eagles, team foul seven. Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. This may slow the game down. Free throws being shot at the stripe for Benedictine will be Ahmad Lewis. First half of the 1-1. No good. And a rebound down. Eric Smith. Back up court with the basketball. Over to the left side. Down to the corner. Eric Smith. He is really... really good. He could play for a lot of teams. Here's a feed to the right side of the lane. Ahmad reaches in to block it. And doesn't get just the basketball. It will be the first foul tonight for Lewis and for Benedictine. It is now team foul five of the second half. Coming back to the free throw line, Dante Simpson. He's struggled physically through the game here tonight. He's gotten banged around a little bit, and first free throw is no good. One more shot coming up for Simpson. Benedictine is going to put Jaden Bristol back in the game. The second free throw also no good. Tyson Cathy with the rebound. Here come the Ravens. 8.5 to go in the game. 64-55. BC leading by 9. Their largest lead has been 10. Timmy backs in. Gets picked up on a double team. Kicks it back out on top. Bristol on the left side of Matt. Austin down to the baseline. Knocks it down. Matt Austin puts Benedictine up 66-55. It is up Ravens' largest lead of the evening as we're at 8-10 and counting. And for Matt, what is that? 21 points, I believe. Here's a shot from the left side, off the window, and good. Dante Simpson looked fine there, his fourth point of the game. 66-57. And we will have a foul, I think. We had to have something because we're going to get a handful of substitutions checking into the game for Avila. Back into the game is going to come Josh Kilpatrick. 7:54 to go. Ravens lead by 9. Here comes BC. Out on top of it, Matt Austin. Goes behind him to Timmy. Over on the right side to Bristol. accelerates to the right side of the free throw line, kicks it back down into the corner again. Timmy backing in, no room there. Out on top of the mat, changes directions, dumps it over to Nysteer. Back to the left side of Matt. Shake the defender. Feeds underneath Tyson. Nice move. Tyson Cathy for two. 6 points, Tyson Cathy. Braves again by 11 at 68-57. And we're at 7-11 to go. Barbieri goes left side. Here's a long three. Nope. Rebound Matt Austin. Ravens taking it the other way. Inside seven to go. Grissel starts right, goes back left, comes out on top. The feet in the lane, and Tyson Cathy's fouled over the top. Tyson had been fed the ball about 4 feet in front of the front lip of the rim, right in the center of the lane, and as he was rotating, he was going to go up and have a nice little soft shot. Instead, the foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Eric Smith for Avila. And it is a 1-1. Cathy, free throw up and missing. So Tyson Cathy unable to connect on the front half. And Benedictine still leading by 11 with 6:45 to go. Avila into the forecourt. Down with it. Will come Barbieri. And again, Avila, a team down by 11. Still plenty of time, 6.5 to go. But they are slowing it down, spreading it out, stretching the floor. Barbieri goes into the lane, falling away, shoots and misses. Rebound just slapped out by Tyson Cathy. And now the Ravens come up with a rebound just as the shot clock expires. BC into the forecourt. Matt Austin, 28-foot mark on the right side. Cashes into the lane. Shot up deflected, and he gets fouled. And I think it's another one on Smith. Yep, Eric Smith, foul number three. Back to the free throw line will come Benedictine, and back up there will come Matt Austin. Matt with 21 points now. This one won't go down. One more shot coming up for Matt. Saxton Thuston returns to the floor for Benedictine. Eric Cruz will come to the scorer's table, and he's going to be in for Tyson. Cruz on the left side of the lane. Jaden Timmy on the right side of the lane at midcourt. Saxton Thuston and Jaden Bristol. One more free throw coming up here, Matt Austin. Airborne, yes. 22 points now, Matt Austin. And the Ravens' largest lead of the game as we have a timeout taken. Let's do it. 6:11 to go in the game. Benedictine 69, Avila 57.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From the Ralph Miller Gymnasium, we've got 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play in this Raven basketball game. Benedictine up a dozen, 69-57. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here. High school football tomorrow night, Jeff North at Opie. And state playoff action, Benedictine football Saturday afternoon. Lots of stuff going on. Glad you're able to enjoy it with us. Ravens in the home white coming out of the court with the starting five. How about that? With Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, Saxton Thuston. On the floor for Avila, Trey Heinrich Schweiger, Eric Smith, Jalen Dinkins, Tyree King, Josh Kilpatrick. Avila with the basketball. Bit of a hill to climb. Here's a shot, left-handed three, new rebound, Thuston. We go inside six to go, and Benedictine back up court. Cruz in the middle, Bristol out on top, Thuston, Timmy, and his pass for Bristol gets away, goes out of bounds into the Raven bench, and Back up with it will come Avila. Avila continues to be led in scoring by Eric Smith with his 20 points. Here's a baseline rainbow. No. Rebound Bristol. And he gets fouled as Avila tries to take it back away. And that is going to be the fourth foul on Eric Smith. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Sloan elects to take him out or with 5.5 to go in the game. He just says, we're just going to ride this. At the free throw line for Benedictine is Jaden Bristol. Jaden has not had one of his bigger offensive games. First free throw, no good, but as that was team foul 10, Ravens are in the double bonus. Bristol's going to have one more shot coming up. Eric Smith with 20 points, down with four fouls. Only other player for Avila with double-digit scoring is Tyree King with a dozen. Second free throw by Bristol's good, and it's 70-57. 5:25 left. Avila down to the baseline. Shot goes up, and are we going to have a foul call? We are, Matt. A couple of fouls now for Matt Austin. Raven, team foul 6, and it was a shooting violation, and coming to the line is Jalen Dinkins. Dinkins has 3 points. He hit a 3-point shot early on here in the second half for his only scoring of the game. And after that free throw, it continues to be his only scoring as he will miss that one. Dinkins 1 of 4 shooting tonight from the floor. 0 of 1 at the free throw line. This one will be good. 70-58. 5:15 to go. Ravens into the forecourt. Right side, Matt. Austin dribbles it down, back out on top. Bristol took it in the center circle, goes back over to the left side. The Ravens are going to run a little motion now, utilize a bit of time. Shot clock still at 14, goes over into the left corner. BC moves the ball so nicely. Crisp passing. Here's Matt with 6. Saxton shot with 3. It's up and good with a toe on the line. A long, long 2-point shot for Saxton Houston. He's got 8. Now 72-58. Ravens 14 points in front. 4:40 to go. Driving down the right side. And are we going to get another foul on Matt? We are. Matt Austin reached in, grabbed the basketball. I thought maybe it was going to be called a tied-up ball. But it was not. Matt will have his third foul, and back at the free throw line comes Avila. Tyree King, his first is good. He's got 13 now. Out of the lineup, we'll go Kilpatrick. And Dante Simpson is back in. Second free throw here is up, not even close. And rebounding it down is Thuston. Benedictine with the basketball. Ravens in front, 72-59. Inside 4.5 left. Driving down Matt. Kicks it into Saxton. Back at it will come Bristol. Jaden Timmy. In traffic, Saxton kicks it back left. Matt 3, no. Saxton pushes it back up and in. Saxton Houston went up for the rebound over everyone, lobbed it up, and just pushed it back up in. Great hang time. Here's a foul on Eric Cruz on the other end of the floor. And suddenly we're starting to get some fouls called in this game with only 4:03 to play. At the line, Eric Smith Jr. Remember the big guy? Got, 20 points or something like that, right? Yeah, 20 for Smith. Free throw here, no. And the rebound of the missed front half of the 1-1 comes down to the Ravens. Here it comes. Benedictine. Cruz will have it at top side. Kicks it over to Bristol. Bristol drives down to the free throw line. Underneath. Saxton all alone. A back door. It's up and good. Bristol another assist. Houston at a dozen points and is now 76-59. Ravens up 17 with 3:33 to go. There's some contact and they're going to call Saxton for the foul. Houston will pick up foul number 2. And for Benedictine, it'll be, team foul 9 So we will have our final one and one. Stepping to the stripe is Tyree King. A moment ago at the stripe, hit the front and missed the second. So he's one of two tonight. This one is good. One more shot coming up for Tyree King. Ravens lead now 76 to 60. 61 as King will hit them both. We're going to get an Avila timeout. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, with 3:31 left in the game, the break has the score. Benedictine 76, Avila 61.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Good to have you with us here on Care Radio here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus, Atchison, Kansas. Raven basketball team's got a great start to the season coming into the ball game tonight at 4-1. Talking to Coach Peer before the game, they were, I think, more than a little frustrated, disappointed in that loss to Concordia of Nebraska in that game Saturday afternoon up at the Cattle Classic. But the Ravens seem to have sprung back here. Now, Avila's going to go to a full-court man-to-man defense. I mean, they are defending this ball tight on the inbound all the way up and down the court. It'll come into Matt Austin. He is trapped in the corner, lobs it in the middle of Saxton, gets it into the forecourt to Timmy. Nice movement of the ball. And Ravens have the offense clicking here. 3:20 to go. BC will spread this thing out. Ravens have gone to four corners. Down to the baseline left, Cruz. Baseline right, Thuston. Midcourt left, Bristol. Midcourt right, Austin. And you just got to... Saxton Thuston kind of cruising around. Now, the Ravens got to put up a shot. It misses, and we go inside 3 minutes to go. Coast to coast, driving shot. Nope. Rebound, battled, and could be lost out of bounds. Cruz could not just find a handle on that thing. It comes back to Avila. 2:50 to play. They'll put the shot clock at 20. Eagles will have it in down to the baseline, and now the officials are having a little powwow. Not sure. Again, it's got something to do with the shot clock. They reset it to 20. I'm not sure that's what they wanted. Now they're going to thumbs up. So, Pat, spot on. Well done. Avila brings it in, and Trey Heinrich Schweiger, starting point guard on this club, will take the inbound, dump it into the left corner, accelerating across underneath, and Smith up and in for two more. I'll tell you what, again, Eric Smith, the barometer is always whether a player's how good they are is can you play for someone else besides the team you're on. And I'm telling you, Eric Smith Jr. out here can. He can play for a lot of teams in this conference. The pass down to the baseline is going to be snapped away. They will say it went off Benedict and out of bounds. Avila will have it back. 2:22 to go. 76-63. Now Avila's just letting this ball roll to midcourt. And they will pick it up there, and the clock will begin. Top of the key is going to be Smith. Here's a very long three, and is it going to be a foul? Yeah. Timmy commits the foul, and that might have been a great flop there by Jalen Dinkins. So Dinkins will come to the line. Three free throws, as Jaden Timmy will have only his first foul this evening. Sometimes Jaden will pick up a few, but tonight not one of them. First of three. Way short, barely drew iron, and Jalen Dinkins is now one of three at the free throw line tonight. Couple of more shots. First one, got that one. He's now two of four at the free throw line with 5 points this evening, all in the second half. Dinkins looks it over one more time, puts a little on it, knocks it down. 76-65. Benedictine, their lead trimmed to only 11. And again, Abbott with the full court pressure. Cruz across the timeline on the outlet pass to Matt Austin. I think Avila is going to maybe start fouling here a little bit as we're at 2 minutes of play in an 11-point game. Here's Brewster with it. Near the center circle, right in front of the scorer's table, way up high. Guarded by Barbieri. The feet underneath, and Saxton goes up, does a dunk, goes completely over the rim, and just lets go of the ball and lets it fall through. Benedictine taking a timeout. We're going to do it, Joseph. A minute 47 left. Ravens. 78, Eagles 65.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
With a minute 47 to play in the game, Havila puts the ball in play in the backcourt, and up the floor they come. Ravens by 13. Eric Smith, between the circles, Tyree for three. Uh-uh. Saxton Thuston. What a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Matt Austin into the forecourt. Ravens now have Nysir out there and Tyson Cappy, Saxton Thuston, Jaden Bristol, and Matt Austin. And now the Ravens are going to just stand here for a minute and let the clock tick. Shot clock at 9. Bristol goes left side to Matt. Austin into the lane. Has the shot rejected and standing on the out of bounds. And Matt Austin gets knocked hard to the floor. Is he okay? Seems to be. He's not real happy about what had transpired down there, but he's all right. And I think the Ravens are going to have the ball in play down to the baseline. Are we going to have free throws? I did not see a foul called, so. And now they're going to take a moment. Are we getting a timeout call, or are we just sending the teams to the sideline while they mop her up? Joseph, I'm going to hang on to it right here for you a little bit. Now they're going to go back, and the officiating crew is going to review the video with 1:07 to play in a 13-point ball game. High school football class 1A state tournament action tomorrow night. Jefferson County North at Opie. You'll hear it here on KRA Radio with a pregame a little before the top of the hour at a 7 o'clock kickoff in Opie, Kansas. Look forward to being there for that. Hoping you're looking forward to enjoying that broadcast. So it will be the Eagles and the Chargers tomorrow night. Benedictine football Saturday afternoon from Wilcox Stadium as the Ravens will conclude the 2021 season. Benedictine hosting Mid-America. 1 o'clock for the kickoff of that one. We'll have a pregame show with Coach Osborne and a visit with him prior to the game. Ravens coming off a really good win down in Nixon, Missouri over Evangel last Saturday. So, BC looking to finish the season with a flurry and looking for their, what, 7th win of the year Saturday. Here we go. 1:07 to go, 3 seconds on the shot clock. So that was the thing. Ravens are going to have the ball in play from beneath their end with 3. It goes into Thuston and the alley-oop. It's good. That's the Thuston. What a great leaping ability Saxton brings. Here's a shot from the top for 3. No good. Rebound fought for, and the Ravens are going to pull it down. And we've got another foul on Smith. If so, that's 5. We'll get the official to come over, and we'll make sure it is. So that will be the 5th foul on number 5, Eric Smith Jr., and he will foul out of the game here with 50 seconds to play. And for Eric Smith Jr., 22 points tonight. Great night for Eric Smith Jr., the Ravens. Free throw, Bristol's up and good. Out of Snellville, Georgia. Benedictine will take Matt Austin out of the game, and Ahmad Lewis will come in. So we've got Scott Lewis, Houston, Kathy, and at the free throw line for one more shot will be Jaden Bristol. Now we're going to get all kinds of substitutions coming in for Avila. Guys I've never seen. Guys coach may have never seen. Somebody snuck on the bus and borrowed a uniform. I don't know these guys. All right, let's see who some of them are. Over there we've got Taylor Ginzer out of Clever, Missouri, a 6'7" freshman. We've got Bruce Gell out of Clever, Missouri, also a 6'3" freshman, a couple of high school teammates. Matthew D. Leon, a 5'9" freshman from Kansas City, Kansas, a St. James Academy student. Alan DeShazer, he was in earlier, a sophomore from Lewisburg High School, 6'6", and rounding it out, Becker talking to coach, 6'2" freshman, Jalen Hillary, out of Germantown, Tennessee. Into the game now for Benedictine. A couple of substitutions. We're going to get Braden Belt into the game. We've got Zach Schwinn into the lineup. Joel Adise and Jake Thompson. And the ball is going to be turned over by Avila. Benedictine is going to have it back in. Now, will one of the young guys get a bucket here? They've got plenty of time, a full shot clock, 40 seconds to go. Up with the basketball. Here comes Zach Schwinn. Schwinn into the forecourt, a little between the feet, dribble, changes directions, kicks it over to the right side to Thompson. Jake goes in, tries the underhand shot, got fouled. Jake Thompson, looking for the rim, will now look at the free throw line. Jake Thompson for Benedictine out of Leawood, Kansas. His first free throw, not even going to get there. One more shot coming up for Jake. Takes his time. This one, got it. So he has a point. And it is now 83-65 to Benedictine. Shot clock is done. Avila with the ball, works the left side. Trying to drive in. It's going to be DeShazer. He will fade, turn, shoot the three. And a rebound. Ahmad Lewis. And Benedictine will bring it into the forecourt. Crossing the timeline with it is going to be Schwinn. He'll lob it out on top to Ahmad, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in the Nolan. Benedictine 83, Avila 65, and we'll return to summarize for you. Don't forget, stick around. Coach coming up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. As the Benedictine Ravens battled it close, battled tight, you know, through the first part of the ball game, and then they stretched it out a little bit as the game wore on. Benedictine winning it tonight by a very comfortable margin, and 83-65 win. Recapping the game for you, the scoring, first of all, for Avila, Eric Smith Jr. I mean, he is just a good one. Big guy, 6'6", 6'7". Was 9 of 15 shooting the ball tonight, and that includes 4 of 6 three-point shooting, 8 rebounds, fouled out of the game in the late moments. He had 22 points to lead Avila this evening. Following him, Kyrie King, 15. Trey Heinrich Schwanger was 7 and 6 for Jalen Dinkins. Adam Barbieri had 4, as did Dante Simpson. It was a three-point game for Josh Kilpatrick. Both Jared Larson and Tremaine Banks had 2. For Avila. For Benedictine, we've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 guys. 10 guys in the scoring column. Paced by Matt Austin. Matt, 6 of 14 and 3 of 7, 7 of 8 at the line. A is 6 rebounds, 22 points tonight for Matt Austin. Matt's got to be averaging around 20 a game right now. Saxton Thuston had a fantastic evening. 4 points in the first half, ended the game with 16. On top of the 16 points, 8 rebounds, nearly a double-double for Saxton. It was 12 points tonight for Eric Cruz, 4 of 9 shooting, all of them 3-point shots. And talk about almost a double-double. How about Jayden Bristol? 3 of 4 shooting, had 9 points, and had 10 rebounds and 11 assists. So he does get a double-double, and he is a point away from a triple-double tonight, Jayden Bristol. Wow. Tyson Cathy had a half a dozen points, and right behind him, Nysir Scott, Jaden Timmy, and Braden Belt, each with 5. Ahmad Lewis, 2 points tonight, hitting the only shot he had taken, and Jake Thompson, with a late free throw, had 1. So Benedictine improves its record now to 5-1. Avila drops to 0-4. Avila is a better than 0-4 team. They're going to go into the KCAC, and not saying they're going to win that conference, but they're going to win some games in that conference. And they're going to be a team to contend with night in and night out. So they've got that going for them. Benedictine tonight, they just shot the ball. I mean, and they shot it really well. Avila hit 39% of its shots, 24-61. Benedictine didn't get a lot of shots, but hit 29 of 47, 60, almost 2% shooting from the floor, 9 of 20, 45% from 3, and 16 of 22, 73% free throw shooting. But for the Ravens, when Coach comes up here in a minute, he is going to say, we got to do something about the turnovers, and that would be a fair statement. The Ravens with an unusual 16 turnovers in a ballgame tonight. What Benedictine did do extremely well, I mean, it just did a fantastic number. How about this? 37 rebounds for Benedictine. 33 of the 37 defensive rebounds, only 4 offensive boards tonight for BC, but again, they shot very, very well. You're not going to get a lot of offensive boards when you're putting a lot of buckets in. Ravens also did a great job coming up with assists. We mentioned that for the Ravens, Jaden Bristol had 11 assists. Benedictine ending up with 18 assists tonight. 7 blocks for BC, 4 steals. Bench points, 19 points in the paint, 36. So, coach is on his way up here. We'll get his immediate post game thoughts. I'd have to say, all in all, probably not bad. Hey, coach, it's good to see you. Can you hear me in that thing yet?
Yeah, I can't hear Woo-hoo. Through it, but I can hear okay. through it. If that makes sense.
I'm going to fix that one of these days.
That's all right.
Congratulations, coach. Nice one for the guys tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I thought we, another one where we just did our thing. I mean, we just kind of had to play a full 40. Written on the board before the game was, you know, as many consistent, hard-nosed possessions as possible. In a 40-minute game, and I thought the guys did a really good job of that tonight, where we maybe didn't feel too good about ourselves defensively in the first half. You know, we held them to 29 in the second half, defended a lot better in the second half. I was thankful our O showed up. I mean, you know, I told the official here at the end of the game, I was like, you know, I kind of got after them a little more tonight, and here's why. I said, here's Corey, here's why I'm yelling at you. We lost Saturday and only scored like 52 points, and we had to wait till Thursday to, like, try to get ourselves right. And if we lose tonight, we don't play till next Friday. My wife will divorce me. She will move out of the house if I have to. We're going to have that losing taste in our mouth for the next 9 days or whatever. So, we're thankful we won. I thought our guys really played hard, and Abel is kind of a scrappy team. You know, I mean, a few of these teams were playing in the preseason. You know, they're a little smaller than us. They play a little different than us, but I think our guys are settling in, and I'm proud of the way we came out tonight.
Tell you what, you look up and down at how the team played, and it was just, I think, overall a great outing. And as I'm looking through the numbers, and I see almost a double-double from Saxton, and then I realize Bristol's a point away from a triple-double.
Yeah, Bristol with almost a triple, and Saxton just showing up with 16, and it looks like 8 rebounds. Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys, those St. Joe boys, they kind of have a connection. You know, they kind of know where each other are at. We're starting to get a little better. You know, we're trying to play a little different. Saxton, when Eric's out there, he shoots it so well, Eric Cruz, that we don't want him inside a lot, especially if he's being guarded by a big. So if you notice, we're playing Saxton, who's usually got a guard on him. Saxton's in there close to the rim a lot of the times, and he's space on the floor, and and Saxon's just got this unbelievable jumping ability off 2 feet, like that last play with 3 seconds on the shot clock. You know, we can just throw it up and kind of let him go do his thing. Everybody that went in there gave us great minutes tonight, really spread around the scoring. And, we need a little bit more balance out of our starters. We need a few more guys to be aggressive, but that'll come. So we're excited. I thought we guarded well, got driven tonight, you know, and in spots, but kind of shorted up the last 10 minutes. Thought we did a good job.
37 rebounds, that's a big number.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good number for us with only 4 of them being offensive. You know, that means we created a lot of misses. And we're able to go get them. And, this team's a good – this team's a better – with Saxon out there, as many minutes as he's playing, we're a pretty intense – and Bristol. I mean, you're talking about 2 guards, essentially, that 6'3 and under that go and get almost double-digit boards. I mean, what that does is allow you to play a little faster and get into the 80s a little more because your guards are taking it and going on the run. And, it really is an added feature where our bigs can just focus on keeping their guy from getting it and our guards can go get it.
For a minute, I thought this game was going to be over like at a quarter after 8. It was going really fast. There were not a lot of fouls called, you know, early on. And it was moving very, very briskly. And I think probably for you guys, a game moving at that kind of a tempo is a good thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree. I mean, I think that – I don't know what happened with this crew tonight, but they decided to blow the whistle quite a bit down the stretch.
They came late.
Yeah, where you know, this whole year has been like, you know, barely getting into the bonus, if at all, in most of the games we've played. And then tonight, you know, we're in the bonus right away in the first half, and then both teams, they found a way to get in the double bonus down the second half. So – these guys decided to call it a little tighter tonight. You know, I hope that's not what is moving forward, but we have to adjust to it. I thought we shot free throws in tonight too. You know, we got to the line quite a bit. One key for us with them was to keep them off the line, and you know, we got they got there 15 times, our 22. So you know, good game. I think that we were confident going in, and I thought we executed pretty good.
How'd you end up with this big gap in the sketch?
You know, it was just so weird, just tough to get games, Tom. I mean, it was just super hard to get games this year, so we had to take, like, that Lincoln game in October. You know, we had to take the Briar Cliff game in October. So, like, typically those games, you would hope, would kind of be, like, now. You know, maybe Saturday and then next Tuesday or something. But it's just the way it worked out. So I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we're going to give them the weekend off, you know, and get some legs and get some rest and let them go have some fun in their life. And then, you know, we'll practice for a couple days next week. And this classic we have at Peru is going to be, I think, very challenging. We're playing the team that Central Baptist, who we beat in the first round of the national tournament last year in the first night. We played them Friday night at Peru. And then we played Missouri Baptist first, out of St. Louis, Missouri Baptist, and then Central Baptist, two very good teams out of the AMC. So, and then you follow that up with at John Brown, who's nationally ranked and really loaded and playing well. So, and then that follow that with Washburn. So we're not home for a while, but we're excited to keep playing, get a little rest this weekend, and go see what happens.
Guys,
great crowd tonight.
I was going to say, it was for an odd night, a different night to play on, and a single game, you know, not with the ladies playing also this evening, and yet the turnout was fantastic.
Fantastic. I mean, our locals, our parents were fantastic, as usual. I mean, they came out, but then there was quite a few students who, you know, came out and cheered us on, and, you know, this team's fun to watch, and they laid on the line for each other. I don't know, remember that play in the second half where, like, I think Matt Austin dives on the floor, tips it to Jaden, who dives on the floor and tips it to Ahmad. I mean, you know, like, that's fun to watch guys just laying it out there. And that's what this group does every day in practice. I mean, you know, so I think they're fun to watch. And if you haven't seen them, come on out. Unfortunately, we won't be home for a while. But when we are, come out and watch.
Coach, congratulations again. Great outing for the guys. And, again, it was a feel-good win.
Yeah, appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for being here. And we're looking forward to watching the Ravens play football on Saturday.
We'll be there.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Thanks.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine men, as BC goes to, again, what, 5-1 on the season with a nice win here this evening over Avila. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us. Don't forget, tomorrow night, high school football, it'll be Jeff North at Obie, 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame just before that. 1 o'clock kickoff Saturday for Benedictine football, pregame at about 12:30, Ravens and Mid-America from Wilcox Stadium. Come up and see the final game of the season if you're so inclined. And final score here tonight, Benedictine 83, Avila 65. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, our producer, engineer, do-it-all guy, a great job as always, Joseph. Thanks so much. Tom Counts from the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.